The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Yo, it's me, Matsy. It's time. I just tried doing this, and I think because I was outside, my phone got burnt out. So let's try again. Because it's time for another fucking Matsy Monday. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wish it was Sunday. Whoa, whoa. Fucking Sunday. Yo, right, so. Okay, so the most wealthy and educated people in society will typically drive the culture. And that's pretty much been the same throughout history. The most wealthy and educated people typically have always been one and the same group. Not so much now. It's starting to change a little bit. You can be very educated. Arguably, yeah, you can be very educated without being wealthy, but typically the same group, the most wealthy and educated people, will drive the culture. And the poor people, working class people like me and you, we will adopt what they start later on. Things like names, for example, like I mentioned before, the most popular names within the wealthy community, what we think are weird, and I'd never dare call my kid that. Downstream from that, 10 years later, we think it's normal to call our kids whatever they're called, Apple. You know what I mean? Same goes with fashion. You get these high-end areas that you have to genuinely be rich to live in. They start these quirky little fashions that I would not dare wear that thing in my entire life. Even if you paid me, 3 years down the line, you're all wearing it at the latest festival or in Ibiza. And it's normalised by us, the working class people, right? That's typically how culture gets driven by the wealthy and educated. Now, something to consider is the media, the role the media play. All the media does is try and tap into our biases and highlight differences between different people, because we fucking love it. Humans, we love dividing ourselves into groups. We love finding our own group as quickly as we can and dividing ourselves up. So the media highlights these differences, and then it divides us. And this is where a lot of the problems start, because we all think that we're all different groups of people, when in fact we're not actually that different. We're all very similar. So that's something to consider, is the media. But if the wealthy and the educated groups of people dictate culture from the top down, dictating culture and affecting culture from the bottom upwards, the more ideologically driven minorities, ideologically driven, meaning, you know, that their outlook on life is very, their outlook on life is different. And because they're a minority, what happens is they bang their fists, because it's like, I want some respect for my beliefs. Your beliefs are better than mine, which they're not. And most people are typically can't be asked fighting, because it's like, you know, all right, okay, chill out, mate. We'll let you. We'll all start eating more vegan. You know, we start conforming a little bit more to the more ideologically driven minorities as well. So those ideologically driven minorities are affecting culture from the bottom upwards. And the wealthy and the more educated people are affecting culture from the top downwards. And squabbling in the middle of all that is everyone else. We're all squabbling and dividing ourselves into tribes. And, you know, this is where the term identity politics comes from. And it's one of the West's, like English-speaking West's, you know, where most of the advancements in humanity have come from. You know, it's one of the West's biggest problems. The fact that we can't agree on the most basic and simple of things. And you know, identity politics divides us to the point where the strongest country in the world, for example, America, that it's like seems like it's on the brink of civil war to me, and it's all over bullshit differences, you know. Because the way I see it is people typically mean well. People typically mean well. I'm sure you'd agree. Most people you know are genuinely nice, and often we get on the slippery slope. We're a little bit naive and ignorant to certain things, and that's fine because we can't possibly know everything all the time, especially with the pace of change being so fast. How the hell are we supposed to know everything? But society and culture, they will move and morph in the direction of the minorities, and by that I'm talking about the wealthy top percentages and the stubborn, ideologically driven minorities. Society will typically conform in those directions the fastest. Diet, different languages, memes, ways of thinking, all those things all come into it. And if you don't get it right, God forbid, you're going to be punished. Okay, sunshine, make sure you get it right. But the way I see it is, understanding goes both ways. If you put your foot wrong, if you're not getting your pronouns correct, for example, that's fine, all right, educate me. And if you decide that I'm still going to get my pronouns wrong, even though someone's educated you, then you're being a bit of a knobhead. But understanding goes both ways. It's up to them to allow you. It's up to them to allow you that grace and forgive you, you know. Because discrimination, right, positive, is, all right, here's a question. Is some discrimination okay? Is it okay to discriminate? Is there such thing as, is it okay to generalize certain groups of people? Is that an okay thing to do? Because from what I can see, it seems like the answer to that is no. But I feel like it's a bit naive to even think that it's not okay to generalize. I'll give you an example. So if you've got a lost child you're in a shopping market. You tell your kid, if you get lost, go to the nearest lady. Go to a lady. Would you rather your lost child go straight to a lady or a man? I personally would prefer my child to go to a lady. And I'm not saying women are better than men or nicer, but I would prefer my child to go to a lady. I'm generalizing, but generally women are just nicer and more caring than men. They just are, generally, not all the time. Would you let your daughter, have you got a daughter? Would you let your daughter fight an MMA fight against a trans female? Would you let your daughter, born a female, trained all her life, fighting in the championships of MMA for women, fight against a trans woman? Personally, I wouldn't. I'm not saying you have to, but it's okay. I personally think it's okay for me to not think it's okay for my daughter to get beaten up by a trans woman because the bone density is different and things like that. That's just my personal opinion on this, okay? All right, it's quite a hot topic and some people get a little bit antsy about it. Who would you rather run against in a running race? A group of Chinese men or a group of Jamaican men? If you could just randomly, you know, who do you think you've got a better chance of running against, a group of Jamaican men or a group of Chinese men? All right, I'm guessing you're going to prefer to run against Chinese men because you've got more of a chance. Now, is that racist of us to think? Are we allowed to generalize? This is my point. Ignoring differences between people is not the answer. Embracing the differences between people is the answer. Humility and self-control are the answer. And if you are a social justice warrior fighting on the frontiers of how people people think, you know, and trying to change society for the betterment of everyone, by the way. If you are that person, you are a social justice warrior, you're fighting on the frontiers of culture, the fight is worth it. What you're doing is a good thing. But you've got to expect to lose a few battles. It's not going to be easy. Fighting on the front line is not easy in any any sort of metaphorical context. You're creating change. This is how society gets better. This is how society progresses. But you've got to expect to lose a few battles if you're a social justice warrior. But you will win the war long term. And that is progress. But like I've said already, most people don't care. Most people are too busy putting food on the table to even think about what pronouns to use for someone else. At the end of the day, the news, it magnifies and divides us. So we have to cut each other some slack because we've got everything working against us. But we have more in common than we have dividing us. Anyway, thanks guys. Love you. Bye.